Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, heroic can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Call in and speak from that long-awaited Detox album, Sheriff Kilroy. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 5 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. If you want to call in to 646-478-0944, please call. We'd like to hear from you. But here are three disclaimers, three rules. We want to let people know also you can send music in or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, the three disclaimers are as follow. The ground rules. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Depending on how many phone callers we have, it means you may get a chance to, you know, bend my ear for a long time. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back and press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place. I'm looking at a 216-315. Before I go there, remember when I said get yourselves pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear? Here's the info portion of everything. Common Sense Radio airs on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. He's got a couple of pages. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Or Man in the Street numeral 13, Man in the Street 13. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook the Hip Hop Workshop Records or hhworkshoprecords.com. That's on Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, 5 p.m., we have an interview with the only county executive, Cuyahoga County executive, who's not in any trouble, Lee Weingard, the only one who came out. He's been running for over a year. So I think it's time we talk to him. It would be unfair if we didn't. Also want to let people know that you can check out Black on Black Crime, Inc. on Facebook. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's right, a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary, space, Cleveland. Miss Commentary, Cleveland. That's the YouTube page. Also, if you're looking for a job, immediate starting off, www.templabor.org. www.templabor.org. Also, thelogtv.com. And for the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland artists. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. Now, whew, we got a lot of things out of our way on that, but now I get a chance to at least go to the fun part. The fun part right here. Ta-da! And run down a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Some things that have already happened, some things that are upcoming because of promotions. Starting out hot, debuting at number 10, an event that hasn't happened yet, but it's Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. Anniversary dinner party, Sunday, February 6, 2022, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Morning service, 10 a.m. Actually, the service, the doors open up at 10:30. The services go from 11 to 12, but that's all right because they say the event starts at 12 noon to 5 p.m., so it'll probably start around 12:30 to 1 and go to about 6, something like that. Gifts welcomed, gifts with patronization, pulsepoints.net. It's the three-year anniversary. Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring, of course, Ms. Pulse Points. That's the number 10 that is coming through. You'll also have at that event Leon Hope. Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven will probably do comedy. Before everything ends, right before it all ends, Sheriff Kilroy might shoot that video. So that's at number 10. Number 9, The Actual Tannis versus Cleveland's Illuminati Rappers. It's a hot song out there. You Are Not Black King and Remix. So he's got three different things underneath his name. Number 8, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. That's Too Much Information. Past Years Ago, How We Play. Number 7, debuting February 4th, Earport, Vigatron, HGS, Richie Carlisle. Number 6, debuting on Facebook, The Black Talk Table. Number 5, debuting Facebook, Al Porter's The Hip Hop Workshop with Lyrical Storm, and also on Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 220, and other events. Wow. Before I go to the phone callers, I will at least take the time to let people know what's going on with the upcoming event on Saturday. There's a lot of things going on. And with that event, it's Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 220, and other events. It will happen this Saturday, 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU Large Room, number 136, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. It's Saturday, February the 5th. And it will be The Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live with DJ Dollar Rock, tributes. His birthday is on February the 12th. This ought to be real interesting. And Hip Hop Plus, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, the Freestyle Cypher, and more. And it's because of the partnership with the Black Studies Department. and programs. And that is what will be happening. There will even be music given away. I think I'll give away a few copies of CMHA. I'll give away a few copies of the Detox, Long-Awaited Detox, and the Father's Lives Matter Commander-in-Chief album. So I'll do that. And you will also have the guest. And guests will include none other than The Gift from BWE, as well as 3342 Music, and some leanings towards the All-Star Game. And I also have those $20 dinner tickets. Only 50 people can come through. So I might have a few of those left. It costs $20. Come see me. You get a dinner that evening, and you can perform only for a hot 20. Or you can just come in and enjoy the music. And those are some of the things that's going on that particular list as that debuts at number 5. Two people made events for it. Number 4 debuting, Facebook Year of the Tiger Lunar New Year celebration this coming Saturday, Asia Plaza. Number 3 debuting, Facebook 49th Annual Black History Month Flag Raising Ceremony and Program this Saturday, Cleveland City Hall, that's 12 noon. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, the Art McCoy BMA Bus and Car Caravan Sustained Protest going to the source, part 4, where we took the bus trip down to the Cuyahoga County meeting. Music was played at headquarters before the trip to the county building. Number 1, what could possibly be number 1? Don King World Championship Boxing, that debuted. Warren, Ohio, Man in the Street, Father's Lives Matter, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Charles Reed, Big Hef, Adrenaline Rush, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell giving Don King a proclamation. Whoo, that was a major heavyweight event. I have a couple of people on the phone lines, so this is what we'll do. I'm going to shut up my mouth and go to the first one that's been waiting patiently. 216-315. 216-315. How are you doing out there?
Oh, we're here. This is PulsePoint.net and Cowboy the Backyard Music Man. He's right here.
All right. Hello, family.
Family, you got to tell us what's going on because you just now started with the major promotions and everything, and already you're in the top 10. A lot of people are looking forward to what's coming up this Sunday. Talk to us and tell us what is happening.
Well, I'm going to let the better half. She can explain it better than I can.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready.
PulsePoint.net and Cowboy the Backyard Music Man, we're celebrating our 3rd anniversary celebration. It's going to be a dinner show, and we're going to have a live star to set us off, which is Leon Hope. He's going to set us off for the evening. It starts from 12 to 5 p.m., and we're going to have a debut, myself and Cowboy, and there will be a comedian, and it's going to be a catered dinner. And, yes, you are going to be able to do your video shoot, sir.
Wow.
Also, my team will be set up. Paul Point's table is going to be set up. We have some new oils out, The Love, Godfather, Black Sand, and we have a new one from Paul's Point, the Pure Body Oil. Also, one more thing, there's an incense that burns 2 hours, but I've timed it. I think it runs a little bit longer than that. So, yeah, some new special items.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. 3 years, that is a phenomenal number. Tell me, what goes into being able to last and stay as strong as you all have? Because this is a real celebration, a real party that's upcoming at the Dialogue Center.
It takes plenty of love and understanding, for one thing. It takes understanding of each other, and the love that you have for each other, and it's the word I'm looking for.
Endurance.
And a strong commitment. You know,
that is nice. Strong I love it right there. Understanding, endurance, strong commitment. I have to take notes because I want to be able to get to where you all are. And so my best bet is to take a look and see what you all are doing and how you're making it work. As a matter of fact, you all work together as a team. Talk to me about that teamwork.
Well, when we first got together, I was doing music and she was selling oil, so we combined our business together. So when we combined it, and we figured out it works, and the understanding that we have, as we combined it, we work hand in hand. And the understanding that we have with each other, hey, one hand washes the other. And the understanding that we have, it works well.
Oh, God.
And we got to understand each other you have to work with each other and to get that understanding and the understanding of each other's business. And that carries a long way, you know.
I hear you.
You know, that goes a long way, the understanding and the understanding of each other's mentality. Because understanding each other's mentality, then there's no mistake and go behind it. Yes, everybody goes through ups and downs in a relationship, but it's getting back together is what keeps it strong. You know?
Wow. That's it a lot. Working hand in hand and understanding each other's mentality. Tell me the truth. Are you getting ready to take Dr. Phil's place and have your own informational show with Cowboy, Dr. Cowboy?
I kind of like that.
I do too. Dr. Cowboy, you all teach by example, and I appreciate that. And once again, before we leave out, I know that's happening this coming Sunday. Even though you'll be there early, people can come through early and prepare for the 10:30 a.m. opening up at the Dialogue Center. Man, I spend so much time there, it is not even funny. But my home church meets every other Sunday, which is the Rock AME Zion Church. They start promptly at 11 so that they can let out around 12. And you all plan on worshiping with that church at the same time and with everybody else and then breaking down as people will move towards the downstairs for your event. Once again, what is happening at Kipling Avenue this coming Sunday?
Well, this coming Sunday, February 6, 2022, at 15 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. From 12 to 5 or 12 to 5:30, 12 to 6, whatever time we shut down.
Mm-hmm.
All are welcome. Gifts are welcome, too, as well, and gifts will be given out. Dinner's going to be catered. Also,
wow.
There's going to be wine be served with your dinner. For those that don't drink, there will be pop, water, and
sparkling cider, yes.
Okay. Just save me a glass of wine. Continue.
Oh, they're gonna be 2 gallons of it.
Hey, Dr. Cowboy, continue on.
So they're gonna be red and white. So, or either red and pink. But it's gonna, it's gonna be my favorite sangria.
Yes, sir. I know. I hear you.
The menu gonna be magnificent.
Yes,
but I ain't gonna tell you what's on the menu. But I'm quite sure you know already. But I guess.
Oh yes.
But it's gonna be soul food, not soul plain, because ain't nobody gonna fly nowhere.
Okay, but soul food, got you.
So, we would like for everybody to come out and enjoy this celebration for Cowboys and Monica's third anniversary. Yes, I will spin the wheels, and I'm telling you, y'all better bring back, get y'all some Epsom salt, because I'm going to keep you in your feet. I'm going to make you
okay.
So now.
So hey, I'm coming to dance and get my boogie on. I'm coming to dance and enjoy life.
Yes, you better bring on some comfortable shoes now. Lady, wear your comfortable shoes where you get on that dance floor. But I guarantee you, you'll have some big time fun. Because that's the way we always do it. And Al can vouch for that one. He can vouch for that one.
I have been to several activities, and it's a good time. That's one thing I appreciate. You all never ask for anything in return. You all just say, come on through, enjoy yourself. And I appreciate what you all do, how you give back in the community.
Yes, yes, yes. And we really appreciate you and the crew that stood behind us for the 2 years that since we have met and helped us along the way. And that's why we do the things for you guys, for the crew. That's why we do the things we do for the crew.
Yes,
you, Honeybee, Art McCoy, you know. And we really appreciate that because y'all pushes us. Y'all give us information that we really need and that where we can understand it clearly without all the fancy talk, you know, and the high-end words that we don't understand or can pronounce. But hey, it's all in well and good fun. You know, each one teach one. That's the way I look at it. Because you're never too old to learn. And I know I'm not. You know, I'm always up for learning. She in a hurry for me to spin the chicken. Come on, baby. Go on and say what you got to say.
Okay, this is from Miss Paul's point. Anyone that patronizes the table will receive a gift. And I have some special items for anyone that patronizes and spend 30. They get a special gift in regards to patronizing Paul's Point table. We want to say thank you. And I'm passing it back to Cowboy.
Thank you all so much. I'm excited. I'm glad you called in. We look forward to joining you all this coming Sunday, February the 6th, for that special catered meal. And thank you for giving those tips out. We appreciate you.
Both yes. Hey, because what I learned, I don't mind sharing.
Appreciate
a lot. I don't mind sharing. You know,
right.
I learned a lot. I learned from different people. I learned from kids. So like I say, you're never too old to learn. We really appreciate you having us on your show.
Thank you.
Hey, you both are welcome. Feel free to stay on the phone line. I see other phone callers out here, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're just welcome. You're welcome.
Y'all come on out. You're here. Again, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, a lot of fun you ain't had in a long time since this corona. It ain't a corona unless you got a lemon.
Let's go out and live a little. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
No problem.
You're welcome.
And I know I need to go to the 216-412 who's been listening patiently. Before I do, I have to give an infamous shout-out and say, Thea, you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the radio. You get an infamous shout-out. I also want to take the time and at least say that for the person who was on last week, you had Honorable Court of Appeals Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan. Judge Cornelius O'Sullivan, he has a book called Feed the Hungry, The Complete Guide to Organizing a Community Meal. He'd come out to the radio show on Tuesday for Voice It Radio, put the book in my hand, It's a step-by-step book on how to open up your own center to be able to feed people with a whole lot of phrases for what a community meal is, getting permission, a few other things. They even put out there for all the ones who were suffering with and needing meals where you could go and get meals in Lakewood. This is a step-by-step book or guide that anyone can use. As a matter of fact, I know that this coming Wednesday evening, the judge will be serving people coming Wednesday evening at St. James or St. James in Lakewood. Volunteers, others are definitely welcome. He said, if you need a meal, come on through. Definitely have to say that we need more judges doing things like that in the community. We just do. Let me stop running my chops and go to the 216-412 phone number that has been so patient. And I thank you humbly. 216-412, who we got on the line?
It's the Major Taps in the building, on the line. Yep, in the building. It's the Mr. Major Taps on the line. Yeah, yeah, on the line. Probably E&T, you know what it is. Shout out to the BMA Hip Hop Workshop. You know what it is. What's happening, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing excellent, man. If that was recorded, I know I'd be playing that sucker right here.
Man, what's happening? I ain't been on. I was on here last week, so I definitely had to get on here this week.
How's everything going for your mom? Even last week, there were people who definitely had her in prayer.
Mama Duke's out. She got her arraignment tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, addressing that. Yeah, she got her arraignment tomorrow and stuff, though. All the truth is going to be, you know what I'm saying, going to come out, though. So we already got this in the bucket already because simple fact that this is a situation that was already tried for and she was acquitted for. It was just, you know how, okay, everybody knows the horror stories about 4th District and how lazy they are, Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, the dispatchers and things of that nature. Well, because how can you go to, I'm going to say this, how can you go to court for something you was already tried for and charged against, basically? You were charged and tried and acquitted, but then you back in for the same thing. So that basically explains your Cleveland court system and whoever.
Whoever the janky
prosecutors are just thirsty for. You know what I'm saying? They're a variety and stuff like that. Those are the ones and stuff like that. Shout out to Michael O'Malley. Who is he still in there? He's still in there? I mean, shout out to shout out to Michael O'Malley and stuff like that. Well, this
prosecutor. Okay.
Prosecutor. So that's his doing and stuff. If he's still in, I mean, because like, man, you know, everybody know Major Taps has been to court. So now they're trying to try my mama now. So,
Shout
out to him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody give him a birthday cake on his birthday. The sweet ass. So look. All right, let's go. Yeah, man. I always love tuning in to the conversation, you know, tuning in to your radio show. Simple fact that I get to hear, you know what I'm saying, a lot of other people in Cleveland that's doing big things and stuff. I'm sure people out of the country probably listen to this big. Now they need to tune in.
Yes,
sir. This is a nice radio show and keep it going. Shout outs to Brother Cowboy and Sister Monica. You know, they are a great example for a bronze relationship. So everybody need to take note of that. You know, the youngins, the old ones, you know what I'm saying? That's a great example, you know. That's the issue right now because, like, bronze love matters, you know? Bronze love truly matters and stuff, you know? I would definitely be attending their event. They always, you know, brother Cowboy said, he was like 5 a.m. and 10. He said 10, so you know, like, I know what it is with them. They, hey, it's about to be a good time. I'm definitely showing up. You know,
yes, it did.
Definitely. February 5th, man, Hip Hop Workshop, our Mecca, our own Cleveland Mecca. You know what I'm saying? Every first Saturday of the month, man. I'm definitely going to be there. You know, I am going to perform and do a song, and it's going to be definitely edited. You know what I'm saying? So I will be performing Blue Suede Shoes.
Good.
I will definitely be performing Blue Suede Shoes.
And, nice.
I might get up there. I might get up there and freestyle, man. Cause I'm just in it. I'm just. You know what I'm saying? Get on it, man. For real. Like you, Ronnie B, get up there and freestyle with y'all. For real. Act a fool.
Okay. We'll appreciate it.
You know. Most definitely. And on another note. I just got to say, I talked to Brother Powers, you know, I heard the big event March 11th, you know.
I have tickets for that for sale, definitely.
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to announce, you know what I'm saying, a big project that I'm about to put together that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, there. So, already, yeah, that's basically saying, Brother Al, give me a ticket, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Black House Sounds. Their last event was awesome and stuff like that. So you show up to this one. So we need like about 150 people. I mean, 50 people. Hey, like 150 people show up. Show up, I mean.
There'll be 100 people who feel as I heard because it's only the 50 people getting to happen.
They be like, man, you crazy. Like, yeah. I mean, so. It'd be nice to pack down mugs, for real. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
This VIP only. So y'all better hurry and get y'all tickets.
Right.
But look, I got mine already. It's already there. I mean, Brother Al, you just said it. So most definitely shout out to them. What else? Oh yeah, the All Star Game about to the All Star Game been here since I was like 9 years old when they first had the first All Star Game here. Well, I don't know who was the first All Star Game in Cleveland. But I know when my first All Star Game, you know, they came to Cleveland. I was like 9, 10, like, and that was awesome. So a lot of y'all, man, this is a real awesome year for Cleveland. You know what I mean? Despite that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things happening, you know, some spots to perform and stuff, possibility. I got hit up a couple of times about performing a few spots. I don't know if it's too legit. I will announce it next week if it is. I'm about to look more into it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So I'm just saying, also for the All-Star weekend, everybody go out, enjoy, have a good time, and be safe. What I'm saying?
Yes.
That's another thing, too, because, like, you know, the police going to be on it, you know. You're going to be people, you know what I'm saying, that don't have, like, level minds or balanced heads, basically, and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying. I mean, try to cause a problem, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm telling all the people that, you know, listening right now, just go out there, have a good time, have a positive head, know when to go out, know when to be back in the house, you know what I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, everybody still got to get up and go to work, you know what I'm saying, put this kids in the school and stuff like that. So just have a good time, man. Don't be trying to do the most is what I'm saying, you know. So, yeah.
I appreciate that call. Thank you,
Punk,
fam.
Man. Yes, man. Punk, man.
I'm excited, too.
I haven't said too much about – I'm about to get off the line, though, but I want to give you an update about my bro Almighty FX.
Okay, talk to us.
I waited until he was good and stuff, and he good now. Almighty FX, the reason why you haven't really heard too much, you know what I'm saying, from him with things of that nature is because he had been battling with COVID. My bro caught COVID up at Amazon, working up here 2 days, man. Like 2 days.
Wow.
He caught COVID and stuff. Yeah. So he better now. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he getting back in the lab this week, and his album is, like, on the way. You know what I'm saying? It'll be out, you know what I'm saying, around spring, so. I just got to get y'all updated about that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his last couple of projects have been so nice.
He ain't bouncing the label. Like, bro, ain't bouncing the label or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? He is providing into y'all day, you know? We got other artists that we, you know, I'm working with too now. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout outs to my brother Ye. Shout outs to brother Ye. You know, that's another, you know what I'm saying, guy I'm working with. You know, so
nice.
Like I said, we doing some awesome things around here and stuff like that. We got, you know what I'm saying, people on my, everybody on Proprietary and TV eating over here, put it like that, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got a royalty check, you know what I'm saying? They got a CD or a performance or something like that. They didn't got, you know what I'm saying, being able to express their talents and stuff, things of that nature and stuff. We got other artists too, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just going to keep on pushing it, you know? I'm willing to network with everybody, though. We got to sit down at a round table and talk, though. That's all. Let's be professional about it, though. You hear me? That's
yes,
what I
sir.
Do here over here. I'm proud of ENT and stuff like that. I'm willing to work with everybody and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Though we going to do it professional, though. We ain't going to step up the toes or nothing like that. But we going to sit down and we going to talk like this, man. That's
okay.
How we do that. Much love to everybody. For real. So,
I appreciate
all right, I'll
this phone call.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Stay excited. Stay on fire. I'm glad to hear the news that Almighty FX is coming back to the lab, and I'm looking forward to the Blue Suede Shoes performance. Thank you, Major Taps.
Awesome. All right.
Yes, indeed. See, I'm telling you, those phone callers have me on fire right now. They have me on fire. As a matter of fact, before I play anything, I want to let people know that upcoming is from BWE, the Music and Business for the Soul Awards, which will happen February the 26th, Ken Ferguson Party Center. This year's Lifetime Achievement nominees are the late Mr. Ken Ferguson, senior and family, community activist, Ward 1 Councilman Mr. Joe Jones, political, the late Mr. Melvin Milligrand Flowers, No Static Entertainment, Mr. Rob Rose, Entertainment and Promotions, the late Aliana DeFries, Youth, the late Mr. Walter Hyde, Entrepreneur, and the location choice will be the Ken Ferguson Civic Center, 4701 Lee Road, B4, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. I also want to take the time to, hey, if I don't go over some of the things that's happening, we might not know it. Now will we? That's just something to think about. I want to take the time and thank you all very much for tuning in to the program. I know that if I don't get my mind right, get it right, I won't be able to do my follow-through. Looking at some of just a couple of things that we've lost recently. Chesley Christ, K-R-Y-S-T, April 28th to 1991 to January 30th, 2022. American television presenter, model, beauty pageant title holder, who was crowned Miss USA 2019. As Miss USA, she represented the United States at the Miss Universe 2019 competition and finished in the top 10 outside of pageantry. She was a licensed attorney and had served as a correspondent for Extra from October 2019 until her death. She was nominated for 2 Daytime Emmy Awards for her work on Extra. Suicide, mental health is important. If you're going through trauma, if you're going through pain, if you're going through hurt, it's all right to seek professional help. I'm fortunate. I have a pastor to go to. I'm fortunate because there are mental health agencies that have helped me get over the loss of a loved one, loss of a child, loss of friends. It's all right to get that help so you can get on your square and be able to handle your business. Also, we lost Howard Hesseman, that's H-E-S-S-E-M-A-N, February 27th, 1940 to January 29th, 2022, American actor, known for his television roles as malcontent disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, and the lead role of history teacher Charlie Moore on Head of the Class. He appeared regularly on television and in film from the 1970s to 2010s, with other noteworthy roles including Sam Royer, the husband of lead character Ann Romano, in the last two seasons of One Day at a Time, and a supporting role as Captain Pete Lazard on the film Police Academy 2, The First Assignment. So, those are just some of who we lost. My thing is we got a lot of announcements out of the way, but let me look at this because I'm looking at a 615-894, 615-894, area code 615-894.
What's going on, man? I got something special for you. You already know I had to tap in before the show was over, you know what I'm saying? But yes, most definitely I want to appreciate you, man. But I also want to say most definitely much love to all the fallen soldiers, man. Hey, we definitely got to do better. We losing too many. But yes, sir. It's an honor right now, man, because we definitely got the real Tuck that's going to be in Cleveland Voice and Radio next Tuesday, man. Thanks to Al Porter. Thanks to Voice and Radio, man. Exquisite
ENT. Much love, much
like
love.
Born. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. I am, as a matter of fact. What surprises? Well, I don't even know if I could ask that because the whole world needs to be surprised. But what non-surprises can you tell me about on what's going on next week?
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm going to let him talk because he on the phone. You feel me? It's all Tuck right
here.
Yeah, man.
It's a movie, man. When I come to the city, I come to bring the city with me. As in, you know, when I leave, I want a little piece of me down there, and I want a little piece of y'all down here. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, I got my fans. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure everybody's tuning in. I want to make sure I can make whatever y'all doing bigger. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to bring that light to y'all, you know what I'm saying, to y'all. So y'all can know me, you know what I mean? For any future references, you know what I'm saying? Anytime y'all need an artist or anything, anytime y'all need somebody to fuck the city up or tell the city, whatever, my language. But you know, anytime y'all need me, y'all go, I'm gonna make you remember. I'm gonna make you see why you need me. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm appreciative of this already. I'm appreciative of it. So please tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Come on, let us know.
Man, my name is Darrell Tuck. That's DareellTuk. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up in a little place called Edge Hill. You know what I'm saying? The Projects, 14th Avenue South. You know what I'm saying? I got three babies, and I'm trying to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be anything that I didn't see my parents. I'm trying to be that and more. You know what I'm saying? To my kids. So you know what I'm saying? And to more kids around the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show everybody that, you know, you can come from a project, or you can come from poverty, and you can still want to do something. You can still chase your dream. I'm a dream chaser. And I want everybody to see that. You know what I'm saying? If he's chasing his dreams, we can do it too. That's just
powerful. That was what I'm saying. But yeah, it's a go getter right there. It's a go getter, man.
Like,
you know, I deal with a lot of artists, man. I deal with a lot of artists, man. But this one right here is gonna turn up.
And you got to tell me once again. Your name is, let us know once again.
Darrell Tuck. Y'all can just call me Tuck. Y'all can just call me T-U-K as in like I took something from somebody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking nothing from nobody. That's the only thing I'm taking is over the game. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Darrell Tuck. That's, again, D-A, you know what I'm saying? R-E-A-L. T-U-K. You can follow me everywhere. I'm on every streaming platform. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to write it down. I'm going to say it again. D-A-R-E-A-L. T-U-K. I'm on every single streaming platform. You can't miss me. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm going to start following so I can join in and be a part of your movement. Your energy that you bring is so strong, and what you said is so strong, man, being a definite dream chaser and not letting where you come from dictate where your future is. How long you been like this? What put you in your mind frame, man?
just being motivated by, you know what I'm saying, speakers, the people that come before me, older people, you know what I'm saying? I just see a lot of people quiet, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type to keep quiet. I'm the type to let you know how my energy is, because we only feed off energy, you know what I'm saying? So I got to show you
right.
My energy so I can see your energy so we can use both to create, you know what I'm saying? If your energy down, when I walk in the room, I hope that my energy can turn you up, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what makes the room leave with me when I leave, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I never want to leave everybody there. I won't have any time to leave.
Me,
you know what I'm saying, and that's how it's
going to
go.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can appreciate that. So with that being said, it's so strong and such a strong movement, what can people at least from I-216-440 area code expect when you hit down to Cleveland with that Voice of Radio experience next week?
Uh-huh.
Man, look, man. Expect the best. Don't expect the worst. Never expect the worst. Expect the best. When you see a young black brother, any young black brother, we always go. Always expect the best out of us. You know what I'm saying? Because they only expect the worst. You know what I'm saying? So I always expect the best out of us. I know a lot of y'all probably heard expect the worst. You know, plan for the worst. You know what I'm saying? But fuck that. We could have done the best. But I'm sorry. I don't know. But, you know, we're changing it up. For the great. We want to wake up every day feeling good, like we're going somewhere. We want to wake up every day feeling like it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We never wake up prepared for something that you don't want to happen. You know what I'm saying? Never.
Yes.
Whatever comes in the middle of that that's trying to stop us, we're going to move that on about the way. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on going.
So I appreciate.
Keep on going.
I'm appreciative of this whole entire conversation. I am. Man, Eastside, is there anything else you need to add on to this talk?
Man, listen, man. Hey, it's Team New Life. You know, hey, if you know Team New Life, if you know Eastside, you know, every time I bring something to this city, it turn up, you feel me? But to me, this is not just a turn up, it's an honor, you feel me, to actually connect with somebody else. That's so equivalently about that British, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I met him, he turned up. He turned the whole club up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to connect with the homie, you feel me? Turned up,
right.
It was all love. It was a move, you feel me? So we about to make it a move. We about to make it. You know how
shout
I do it, man.
Shout out to Exquisite. Shout out to about that entertainment. Shout out to New Life, man. We're going to go. We're going to make this big, and y'all get to see the beginning of it, and I'm proud of that.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud to be a part of this from the beginning. I'm so proud and thankful.
Ah, man, you seen me since I was a youngin', Al. Man.
You know. And I'm proud of the growth and to be there from the beginning and to watch what's happening. So I just appreciate you all so much. Is there anything else that you all would like to let everybody know before you leave out of here?
I'm gonna tell you this, Alan. You know this personally, man. I guarantee you, the next artist I put on the BT platform will be the real touch. I guarantee you. And you know,
okay.
Every time I say something, it's a movie,
you
bro.
Do it.
It's a movie.
You do it. You always follow
through. Yeah, I want to say thank y'all for having me, 100%.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Hey, this is so real and necessary. I just want to thank you all, and definitely, please, definitely hold a line, and I'll appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Exquisite.
No problem. I have no choice but to do it like this. There's a newer version out, but right now, I got to go back to the classic because Brother Eastside, when it came to dropping hot singles, he knew what to do. My thing is, I appreciate everybody who tunes into this program. This is that classic throwback. Hey, until the whole world hears it, boom, there it is. It's relevant.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed. Gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to laugh, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. My life is like soft glass.
Yo.
A young and yeah heart.
Yo.
I am memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at?
Yo,
had a point like my life is over.
Yo,
late nights full of leftovers.
Yo,
for every dollar after spending, like you my man, but you ride against me.
Yo,
I bought my dirt, bought my lonely, the smoke to you. My back too.
Yo,
it's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame.
Yo,
but from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet.
Yo,
would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me.
Yo,
would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up.
As I look at things right now, I can at least let people know that I'm very thankful to have this program. I do know that if you go to ClevelandUrbanNews.com, that's ClevelandUrbanNews.com, blacks say Chris Ronayne's party endorsement for county executive is premature and unfair since the deadline for filing petitions. This is important. That's why it's always good to read and see what's going on. Unfair since the deadline for filing petitions with the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections is not until February the 2nd. Ronayne has been endorsed by the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party for county executive over two black candidates, Cuyahoga County, of which includes Cleveland. And this was done by editor Kathy Ray Coleman of ClevelandUrbanNews.com and Kathy Ray Coleman online news blog.com. As a matter of fact, some of the people who had problems with this was activist Marcia McCoy, who was president of the Cleveland chapter of the Reverend Al Sharpton National Action Network, and union advocate and Cleveland Ward 7 executive precinct committeeman Mike Seals. And so it's interesting because former Ohio Senator Shirley Smith is the other Democrat in the race, along with Tariq Shabazz, who, like Smith, lost a crowded primary last year on the congressional seat in the largely black 11th congressional district, was nominated also for the party endorsement, though Ronayne, who is white, was the clear party favorite, who won 92% of the vote from executive committee members the past Wednesday night. But the winner of the May 3rd primary will face Republican Lee Weingart for the November 8th general election. Weingart, a former county commissioner, two-term county executive Armand Budish, also a former speaker of the Ohio House of Representatives, isn't running for re-election for another four-year term after a turbulent last 3 years in office, plagued with more than 10 inmate deaths in the Trumbull County Jail and an ongoing FBI investigation of his administration. Ronayne's party endorsement on Wednesday, well, a couple Wednesdays ago, but, well, we'll say last Wednesday, though. Last Wednesday, followed a recommendation of support by city and ward leaders at a meeting held on a Saturday. I totally disagree with the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party doing endorsements when the deadline for filing petitions with the County Board of Elections to possibly get on the ballot isn't until February 2nd, said activist Marcia McCoy, a Democrat who has run unsuccessfully for Cleveland City Council and is currently president of the Cleveland chapter of the Reverend Al Sharpton National Action Network. Mike Seals, an executive precinct committee person representing Cleveland Ward 7, who participated in Wednesday's endorsement meeting for county executive and judges on Zoom that was led by Congresswoman Brown as party chair, agreed with McCoy. Seals said that the premature endorsement of Ronayne is unfair to other potential candidates and that it creates an unequal playing field. Facing opposition, so there you go. It's very, very interesting on all of this. Oh, my goodness. Who's on my phone line calling me live right now while I'm on the air is none other than Cowboy. Are you calling me while I'm live on the air doing my radio show? Wow, this has never quite happened like this. I'm going to send this next song out to my brother, DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. I'm going to send this song out to him featuring Miss Pulse Points because they were in a music video. The first music video they were in was Wash Your Hands, and then afterwards they somehow ended up in the BDA video, and then they ended up in the Sheriff Kilroy What Time Is It video. So they were on the, I'll say, fifth album, The Detox, for a couple of tracks. And then they ended up on the sixth album, which was none other than, we all know, Father's Lives Matter presents Commander-in-Chief, the album. So with that being said, I'm going to at least play just a couple of minutes until the show ends. BDA, peace.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Six out of six kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. Six out of six kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. Six out of six kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. Six out of six kids, beat that. they tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. There's a rod, beat that. Spoil a child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat that. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If that's your kid, beat that. You raising them, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up,